It was clear to interested observers that the number of EVs, both plug-in hybrids and all-electric cars, increased on North Bay roads and highways during the past year. Furthering that expansion will be a major focus for the Center for Climate Protection in the coming year, says co-founder Ann Hancock.
One of the things that we're looking at is ride and drives. It turns out that when people actually ride an EV or drive in an EV, it opens their eyes to that possibility. So we want to have more opportunities for people to experience what EV riding is like. The other big opportunity that we're seeing at the local level is for businesses to install EV chargers. Research shows that if employees have access to a workplace that has EV charging, they're 20 times more likely to have an EV. That's huge.
That's important for both EV drivers and the region's electrical consumption patterns, adds Jeff Cyphers, CEO of Sonoma Clean Power.
When you charge an electric car, it turns out to matter a lot. If you charge a car in the early evening, there's really no renewable resources except maybe geothermal and biomass that are available, but the wind hasn't started yet. That's a nighttime resource in California, and the sun's down. So charging a car at work in the future will be better than charging it when you first get home.
Dave DeMarinas, sales director for the Hansel Auto Campus in Santa Rosa, agrees that expanding the local charging network is an important factor in stimulating EV sales.
One interesting thing that is a little bit different in Sonoma County versus the greater Bay Area is we have probably a little bit weaker charging network, or we've been slower to develop it. And as that comes on, it gets more and more practical for consumers. And I think a lot of what our customers are finding once they get into the cars is the limitations on range that they were worried about tend to very rarely or not be an issue at all.
But the fact remains that new electric cars are moderate to very expensive. While the number of used EVs coming into the marketplace has helped make them accessible to a wider income range, Cyphers sees a need to do more to make these vehicles accessible to lower-income households.
It's really hard for low-income people to get into electric cars right now because most of the cars are getting leased, and a lot of low-income people don't qualify for a lease. They have to buy it. So we're also working with the dealers and the banks to try and change that system or play a role so that low-income customers have access to these cars as well.
On another front, Cyphers says that Sonoma Clean Power is also working with PG&E and state officials to develop and promulgate charging stations that will allow users to choose between regular and green electricity sources.
We're actually not only looking at expanding available charging, but we're also looking at providing a special kind of charging station, which would allow customers to know that their cars are getting filled up with renewable energy instead of any energy. We're working right now with the governor's office and Lawrence Berkeley Lab and the folks who run the grid at the California Independent System Operator to put together that program. It's going to take about a year before people see stuff on the ground for that, but it's really exciting to get that going.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.